Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back here on OMF, it is Memorial Day, and we are on live today at 617-779-7937. We've played a bunch of the best of the mystery guests. We have a few more. We're going to play Clay Travis in a couple of minutes. And the conversation we had with him certainly was all over this coronavirus. So this is kind of an interesting story that's developed here in the last couple of hours. And we'll give Turtle Boy credit for breaking it. Now a lot of other sources are talking about it. So apparently, as we know, there has been a fairly strict orders on social distancing and masking and things like that here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And Turtle Boy has posted in the last few hours a story in which the Lieutenant Governor, Karen Polito, was hosting dozens of friends at her, as he describes it, $1.5 million lakefront Shrewsbury mansion, ooh, despite social distancing and mask orders. Now, you talk about optics, man, and bad optics. This, if it is true, is bad optics. He's got pictures, and I certainly would say this. She's either having a party this weekend, or she is renting out her street and her driveway for parking. I know the people down in Foxborough do that on game day. So that's what it looks like to me when you see the cars out there. And he goes on to run down how she urged people, and the, Charlie Baker did, to get together, not to get together, in groups for barbecues this Memorial Day weekend. So now the lieutenant governor is not heeding her own advice, not heeding the advice of the governor. Sources are reporting to the TB Daily News, that's what he calls, Turtle Boy
Turtle
calls
Boy,
his thing,
yeah.
Yeah, that the lieutenant governor had a party in Shrewsbury. According to the source, there were over a dozen cars parked at the lakefront property, gives the address at one point, and the picture was taken outside the home around 8 p.m. after many had already left. So apparently there were more people earlier in the day. So, Christian, this is a really bad look. By the way, very nice house. Up in Shrewsbury,
oh,
in the lake. Very nice house if you're looking at the pictures. There are tons of pictures. But this is, you're sitting there and you're lecturing us and you're telling us what we can do and what we should be doing. And then you're doing just the opposite? Oh,
man,
my God.
I'll tell you what, that is, man, that's rough. That's rough. And I don't know what else to say. And then what's the excuse? Can I hear an excuse now? Did they have people over, and were they social distancing? And were they legitimately staying apart from each other?
But that's not what they told us to do. That's not what the governor and the lieutenant governor told us to do. So unless she can prove that it was the next door neighbor and they were just parking in her driveway, I don't know. This is a pretty bad look.
Well, there's no explanation. I mean, and that's my point. See, I feel... See, even the politicians are, it's becoming really easy to see how hypocritical they are. So I'll preach, preach, preach. What they want you to do is do as I say, not as I do, which drives me nuts. So you, why they come out? Just if I've, you know, I've been up and down my neighborhood. Lots of people, almost every single house had somebody over there.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too.
And people are sending me pictures. They're tweeting. They're Instagramming. And there's all this stuff about, and they're showing people sitting far apart from each other. Like, nobody is doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, but that's not what they told us. So I would agree with you if they came out and said to us, listen, it's been a crazy couple months. And if you want to have a few people over, we get it. We understand it. People have to be able to somehow socialize. But if we're going to socialize, let's come up with a way that we can do it in which everybody wears masks, everybody is distancing. That's not what they were telling us. They were telling us to refrain from having the barbecue. All right, this was her 4 days ago, tweeting out, this week, Massachusetts DPH issued an updated safer at home public health advisory. High risk individuals should stay at home if possible. Only go out for essentials and reopened activities. 3, wear a face covering if social distancing isn't possible. And there's more on the governor safer at home site. So that's not what she told us. She didn't say you could have parties, you could have a few people over, and we want to slowly get us back into society, but let's find a way of doing it in a safe manner and separating. Nope, that's not what they told us. They told us not to do this. The governor came back and said, it's not a good idea to have the barbecue in the backyard. Because I agree with you, Christian. I think people are kind of fed up right now, and I think people are kind of breaking the rules somewhat. I think
You know what else? I think most people, this is what I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen the same thing, is they're becoming adults as far as how to deal with it, what to do.
Yeah, we're living
I think enough people have enough information, and I think more people are responsible. When I went to the store, or I went to Home Depot or Lowe's, every single person was practicing the same rules. Every single one. There wasn't one person who was some rogue customer who was going to say, I'm going to do it my way. Nobody. And I would also say, a lot of these stores, they all put the plexiglass up. They all got all these barriers. They all got the lines on the floor, so you know exactly where to go. And what was it with the state of Florida where they said youth sports are starting to come back? And the governor said, we believe that the parents will do what's best for their kids. I mean, yes. Why can't we do what's best for ourselves as adults? Like, what, you don't trust me that I don't want to die? I mean, I get some people are a little bit more careless than others, but as long as I'm protecting myself, it shouldn't matter what you do as a knucklehead.
I agree, and I think most people are doing it in a responsible manner. I was at a Lowe's yesterday, and I had the mask on, and of course, I haven't had a haircut in the longest time, so maybe I'm a little scary going up and down the aisles, but I notice every time anybody gets anywhere close to, let's say, 10 feet away, people start separating and go. It's almost like a normal reaction right now. You go the other way. I noticed yesterday watching the golf tournament that the guys were not wearing masks, but did you notice they were separating from each other? They weren't right next to each other. And at one point when the match was over, they almost came, they came together and they said, no shaking hands.
Almost.
No. Right? Almost.
Yeah.
Brady went to high five Phil Mickelson. Mickelson pulled back like Brady was holding a rattlesnake in his hand.
Yeah. Everybody's starting to understand the rules are different. But if the lieutenant governor, if Big Brother is telling us that we can't have barbecues, we can't do anything socially, and she's doing it at her house on Memorial Day weekend, talk about a bad look. Woo!
Yeah, and good especially luck. It was so nice this weekend, too. Everybody was looking to do something. And sure enough, that's what the, I mean, it just, I don't know what to tell you, Glenn. I'm kind of fed up with it.
Yeah, I think we all are. But by the way, because I know people love to argue the point when you say something like that, I'm fed up with it. Well, you're not paying attention to the scientists. You're not paying attention to the scientists. So why don't we take a Nobel laureate scientist who correctly predicted in the early days of this pandemic that those initial models that we were looking at were wrong and that they were overestimating how bad the outbreak would be. So over the weekend, this same guy, Mike Leavitt, from Stanford University, has now come out and said over the weekend he believes that the lockdown may end up costing more lives than it saved, and that the economic devastation from the lockdown will outweigh the lives that were lost. And he goes into extreme detail of all of this. And of course, he was the one up front who was very critical of that Neil Ferguson from the UK, if you remember him, because he was one of the Imperial College professor. We were following his model initially. Certainly the UK was. And he said it was going to be disaster, and it was 500,000 deaths in the UK alone. And then, of course, he had to resign from his post over there because he was one of those that was telling us what we needed to do. And then he was sneaking out of his house to have an affair with a married woman, and he was not supposed to be in somebody else's house with their family there, and he was. I mean, he was doing all the wrong things. This guy is no longer, by the way, he's no longer employed. But he was the one that claimed it was really going to be bad. But what do you say when you get another doctor here, a scientist, who has been correct all along, and he's basically saying now, you have to get people back together, that this is going to be a bigger problem, and you need to do it in a safe manner with the mask and whatever. I heard a doctor this weekend who basically said that through the research, they've pretty much got it locked down, that how somebody catches it is that you touch somebody else, it is in your hand, the virus is in your hand, and then you end up taking the hand and touch your face. That's why he said, gloves, or more important, sanitizer on a regular basis every 20 minutes, half an hour, is really important. And he claims that one of the reasons we saw so much of it in the nursing home is, forget about putting, you know, people, healthy people, back into an environment where COVID-19 existed, but he's claiming so much of those people are constantly handled, they're touched. And so there is that touching of those people because you have to move them, you have to carry them, you have to do this. And therefore, that's where, and then that person, the elderly person, takes their hand, puts it up to their face. Next thing you know, they've got it.
Yeah, I if you're a scientist or if you're a doctor who specializes in this, the facts are the facts. So you would think that every one of them would be saying the same thing. They would be in agreement, lockstep with each other. Don't you think?
Yeah, they're not.
So, but you're a scientist. These aren't opinions. These are laws. These are facts. And so, I just don't understand how you can have a different opinion. And it's all based on, I guess, your emotional relationship with the issue and what you feel is important. Because if I'm a scientist and you're a scientist and we're both studying the exact same data, we're studying the same virus, we both know how it spread. So why would you have a different theory than me? Why would you suddenly develop a different opinion than me? We should have the same opinion. Should we not?
Yes,
but they're not. All the scientists, like Stanford doctor says something different than the Harvard doctor. The Harvard doctor is in lockstep with the Yale doctor. The UCLA doctor is a little bit different than the, you know, Arizona State doctor that just likes to party, right, because he's in Tempe. I just don't get it. It's just amazing to me. It just, who are we listening to?
Well, if you're
each governor is different also.
But if you're listening to Dr. Fauci, he says a different thing every week now. Okay? Every week. And so he's saying a different thing every week. Trump is hearing it in these meetings, coming out, you know, half-assed, not understanding half of what he just heard, but he's spouting it out. And so now it becomes even more confusing for everybody out there. I think there's going to be, talk about documentaries. There are going to be a lot of documented stuff that you're going to see in the future about how this was all screwed up and how all of this was mishandled. I brought it up last week about, you know, 1968, 69, even into 1970 in the Hong Kong flu. Go back and look it up. Very similar. And I lived through it, and I can tell you that it did not affect young people that much. It was hitting the elderly. Those are the people that were perishing through it. And that's why we brought up the Woodstock. I went to Woodstock, 500,000 strong. I went to an anti-Vietnam rally that fall. And again, 500,000 people showed up. We were not shutting down society.
Well, I would say this is a lot more contagious than I don't know anything about the Hong Kong flu, but it's
pretty
definitely
contagious.
10 times
but
more
this
contagious.
is very it contagious. Is. Yes.
But but I do agree with you on this aspect. In a year and a half from now, there will be some sort of documentary about how everybody screwed this up.
No question.
How everybody either they overreacted, they reacted with, they were scared, they were nervous. I am 100% committed.
There's no question. But here's what I fear. You already brought it up. So you've got a scientist over here saying one thing. I just read you a scientist saying something totally different. So what people are going to do is, based on how you feel about this right
yeah.
now, you're going to align yourself with the scientist that's telling you
yeah,
what you
exactly.
want to hear.
Yeah.
And so how is that going to change in a year from now when some people will be blaming Cuomo, others will be blaming Trump, others will be blaming Fauci? Where's it going to go? And, you know, a lot of people right now are looking at the models of Florida and Georgia and Texas. And they're looking at it saying, okay, they opened, and they opened early. Let's see how that plays out. So, and I don't think it's going to change 3 or 4 weeks from now if the cases are up in those three states, because I think they will be. People are going to cite, see, look what's happening. They opened too early. But in the end, it really is going to come down to probably deaths and how many people are hospitalized. All right, let me get the bunch of people want to talk about this, so let's go to the phones. Here's Bill in Marshfield. Hey, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Bill.
Good. I wanted to call on Friday, but I couldn't get through. So I thought I'd call today. Surprisingly, I didn't expect you guys to be here today. Number one, I'm a psychiatrist. I'm a medical doctor with expertise or some knowledge of suicide.
Okay.
So two things I want to discuss. One is modeling, which you just mentioned a few minutes ago. The model for 1.5 million people was if we did nothing, if
right.
nobody quarantined, if no one, everyone worked. Okay, so that, no, we didn't do that model. So the 1.5 million was out.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not sure that was accurate, but go ahead.
This guy, John Murray, who's from the University of Washington, he's, Dr. Birx quoted him on one press conference I saw. He predicted 100,000 to 150,000 deaths. I think that's pretty accurate of what we're having. We're at 100,000 now, aren't we? So I would predict by the now here it is June 1st, we have 100,000. By July 1st, we'll probably be 125,000.
Yeah, but those weren't the original models. So the original models, and I'm going with the one with Ferguson in the UK, because he thought the number was going to be much higher, and he thought the number was going to be a half a billion in the UK alone. So then you had the Washington State one, and that one was at 250,000.
B's or M's? You think that he said there's going to be a half a billion?
500,000 in the UK alone, which was outrageous.
500,000 is a half a million, not a half a billion, like you just said.
Excuse me, a half a million, correct.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
But
he is a
okay. but you look at Washington State, and those numbers were 200,000 to 250,000. So
Washington State had the outbreak in the nursing home, and they've done an exceptionally good job in Washington.
Okay,
but anyways, getting on to modeling. So I finish what I was saying. That so it's 100,000 now. July, it'll be 125,000, and then by August it'll be 150,000. Then by September it'll be 175,000. So this was the 100 to 150,000 is actually going to be low, in my opinion. Now, getting on to Christian's traumatic discussion last week about there's more suicide. Some doctor, I don't know if he knows him personally or he read about this, some doctor said there's more suicides than corona deaths. Now, that is absolutely ridiculous. I've looked into this. Let's say there were five people that had coronavirus, okay? Maybe some of them got depressed and said, I don't want to die of corona, so they committed suicide. It's really not a suicide. It's corona-related. Don't you agree?
There's more
corona death. There's more suicides than corona death. Does that make any sense? We've had a
doctor, okay, relax, doctor. So here's your guy, ABC 7 in San Francisco. This is a channel, listen, ABC affiliate out in San Francisco. Doctors at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek say they have seen more deaths by suicide during this quarantine period than deaths from the COVID-19 virus. I don't know how you want to argue that case. I don't know how you want to say that suicide is like one of these mass casualty incidents that happen almost like a shrapnel effect because of the quarantine. Like, if you have some sort of knowledge with psychology and what makes people tick and how they can be depressed because they're not making any money, they can't make ends meet, and then the future is worse. Oh, God, there he is. He's a babbler. Just let him go.
He was proving your point.
I'm not proving your point. I'm saying that suicide is – they commit suicide because they're depressed. They're going to die of coronavirus.
No, they are not. They're not killing themselves because they think they're going to die of the coronavirus. Are you kidding me right now?
You really think that people are committing suicide because they're unemployed? Is that what you think?
Are you a real – where did you get your degree? The University of Phoenix? Atlanta?
No,
are you?
Harvard
where
University.
Are you? Oh, really? Well, that makes you an elitist. That makes you an elitist know-it-all who won't listen to anybody else. I mean, come on. Go get your number two pencil, sharpen it up, get your pocket protector, okay, and then come call me when you have the ability to rationalize with what real people go through. Are you kidding me right now? You seriously need to go back and check your diploma because I do not think it's from Harvard.
Is Bill no longer with us? Bill's no longer
with
us.
No, I let him go.
Glenn. This guy, this doctor, and I'm saying that in quotes, doesn't believe that people would kill themselves because they were depressed over their personal, financial, emotional, relationship situation. He thinks He thinks that people are so deathly afraid that they're going to catch the coronavirus that they kill themselves instead of letting coronavirus do it for them. Am I hearing that correctly?
Did he not identify himself as a psychologist at the beginning? Did he not say that at the beginning?
Let us do a little word association.
So I can't believe that somebody who's dealing with mental health patients and mental health issues would sit there and just push aside that anybody would think, contemplate, or commit suicide because they lost their job.
You mean completely discredit the whole Harvard medical community,
To me, it's amazing that somebody who deals with those patients every day would be that callous to make that statement. I'm reading stuff, and this is coming obviously from other physicians, from other hospitals. Suicide hotline phone calls have increased by 600%. This is physicians now, okay, who are now saying that 600 physicians who have signed this document say that lockdowns right now are a mass casualty incident. They say the millions of casualties of a continued shutdown will be hiding in plain sight, but they will be called alcoholism, homelessness, suicide, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure. In use, it will be called financial instability, unemployment, despair, drug addiction, unplanned pregnancies, poverty, and abuse. It goes on and on and on. We're not just making this stuff up. I mean, these are doctors who, 600 of them, who are signing a statement basically saying there are other aspects of this that we have to start thinking about right now.
Okay,
and
hold on.
He was more interested in talking about how the models have been correct. The models have been so incorrect, it's frightening. And maybe that was one reason that it's been handled so poorly.
I don't understand. So here's an extreme example. Sorry, I got to
you okay?
Quick. Yeah, it went down the wrong windpipe. Here's an extreme example. So 9/11 happens. Twin Towers, planes crash into to Twin Towers. And people, instead of burning alive and dying in that death, jump out of the building because they're more fearful. They're more comfortable with dying that way than being burnt alive. So this guy thinks that people are so nervous and are so uncomfortable with dying by the coronavirus, and it's a slow, painful death, that they'd rather kill themselves. which is complete ass backwards. It's 1,000% ass backwards that he thinks that's the case. That, and then if he thinks that's the case, he has no idea. Then he's so disconnected with how badly people are suffering, how badly they're suffering, and how when it does end, how unbelievably tough it's going to be to drag themselves out of the hole that they're in. That to me is easy for me to understand that somebody would want nothing to do with life. I can easily understand how mental health could be challenged because of this. That just drove me nuts. That's so unbelievable. And he went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Says it doesn't mean they're smart. Listen, just because they went to Harvard doesn't mean you're any good at your job.
Is that where you like click on one of the banners on, you know, you're looking at a website and it says if you click here for 99 cents, you can get a diploma from Yale?
Exactly.
Maybe he did that.
I find it hard to believe that somebody who deals with people who are depressed and that's his job every single day would be that insensitive and callous where he doesn't think that that is an issue with any of this. I can tell you, I don't know how you guys feel, but being around people all the time and family members and others who are dealing with unemployment, being laid off, furloughed, and dealing with the fear of COVID-19, a lot of people are feeling depressed right now. A lot of people are feeling depressed.
What do you think? What do you think the person who has every last dime of their savings in a restaurant, and cannot operate? What about the people who decided to make investments at the wrong time and just lost every last cent that they have, and the options that will be available for when they come back to make money are limited to zero?
Did he think that you were saying that the suicides were based on fear of the COVID? I don't understand what he was saying, because he was essentially saying the suicides are based on the fear of COVID. We're sitting here talking about the hopelessness that people are losing everything, losing their job, losing their business. No silver lining down the road, because if they lose their business, then they lost everything they had, everything they've worked with in life. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Let me quickly go to Greg. Greg's in Rhode Island. Hello, Greg.
God, you entertain these morons for hours. Don't give these guys a platform. They're so dumb. That guy's definitely not a psychologist. Anyway, to get down to Brady here, people are so PO'd that, oh my God, he's working out earlier than he did for us a couple of years back after the Super Bowl was ripped from him with Malcolm Butler not starting. Guess what? His legacy's on the line. This is it for him. Belichick has Cleveland against him. You know, he blew that.
His legacy. Brady has a chance. Brady has no legacy. Is not in jeopardy.
Oh, of course. Legacy is not in jeopardy, but there is so much to gain here. It's ridiculous. And you don't think he has the green light to work out early? Come on. Get real.
I don't know. But I don't know what that means, though, when you say that he's got his legacy at stake. He's the greatest to ever play. It's not going to change. So how does that change?
It can easily and obviously grow, and especially if he does very well here, which why would you not get a head start and try to improve upon that? I mean,
yeah, I don't have a problem with him getting a head start, especially when the league didn't have an issue with it, right?
Well, it seems the fans have a big deal. You know, they're begrudging that. Oh, he wasn't showing
up.
I'm
not hearing that. Are you hearing that?
Yeah,
you're hearing it. Where though? That people
I'm
are
hearing it basically everywhere. That people are
the people are that pissed Brady, that he was working with the Buccaneers last week.
Yeah. Yep. People are pissed.
Did you hear any of that? I haven't heard any of that. No.
No.
I'm not hearing.
I mean, maybe initially.
Sure, you're not hearing that in your head here, Greg. Because I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, that's a shock, because you guys are entertaining morons like that guy. I see why you have air between your two ears.
Okay, thank you very much.
You want to try that line again?
That's a good point. Well said. He fumbled over the script.
Man, you got to read it slow.
Him. Where's the rewind app? I'm going to get him.
I got those guys. I got them good.
He went to the University of the Ozarks online.
You got the shell in your head.
You guys are terribly well read.
All right, 617-779-7937. Christian and I and Tyler and Ryan were nice enough to show up today to put together a live radio show on Memorial Day and pay respects to those who fought in all of the different wars so that we could do something like this, be here on a holiday doing a radio show. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Call from mom.
Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WEEI.
OMF coming to you live here on Memorial Day weekend. I know you're shocked at it, but what the hell? You know, it's a different world right now. Everything's kind of changed. So we're here. Brian Barrett will be on at 6 o'clock tonight. Lou's back tomorrow, so all three of us will be here for tomorrow's show. Back to the phone calls we go. Here's Case in Boston. Hello, Case.
Hey, how's it going? How's
Good.
It going?
Good. Man.
So, Christian. No, this is really for Christian.
Okay. What's up?
You know, now, I'm over here smoking, so I'm not going to judge, you know.
Okay, don't judge.
I don't judge. You know, I definitely don't judge. But, Chris, it sounds like you're sipping on the moonshine the last caller was drinking. Because why are you saying you're confused on why doctors have different opinions? Like, I feel like because of this corona stuff, everyone is acting crazy. Like, you know, they don't know what's going on or they don't know how to think. But in the sports world, if we were just to focus on the sports world, Chris, you would, I bet you would hope, you know, I hope you would, I'm sorry, but I hope you would, you know, seek a different opinion, a different doctor's opinion, you know, on an injury. You know, I hope you wouldn't just rely on one doctor, or I hope you trust that doctor. But I know people go around looking for other doctors. You know, that's not, you know, out of the norm. So when you say things like that, I get it. You know, it's a radio show, but come on, Chris. Come on.
No, okay. First of all, you did admit that you were smoking, so I will give you a pass. Okay. I will give you a pass. My point is this. If all these doctors, all these experts, these scientists are all great at their job and they're all studying the same virus, they should all come up with the same answers. All of them. It does this, it does that. This is how you catch it. This is how you can't catch it. This is what you should do. There should be a They should be in lockstep. My point is that based on some doctors and scientists' personal beliefs or where they lie politically, they change the narrative or they push it one way because they're just – maybe they grew up scared their whole life. They can give you the facts, but they don't want anybody to die. And some other scientists will give you the same exact facts, but he's okay with people dying. So that's why your opinions and what each doctor tells you what to do is different, and I don't think it should
Correct.
Be. It shouldn't be.
But look at this. Look at this. We know the facts. We know how you can catch this virus. But we don't know how else you can catch it. That's those are the facts.
Well, then we don't know how you can catch it then. I know you're smoking, but we don't. We don't.
No, no, no. We don't We don't know if you can.
No. You just played the two different doctors. So you said we know how you can catch it, and then you basically said we don't know if the other ways you can catch it. So then we don't know. We have not finalized it and narrowed it down and said this is the way you catch it. You can't catch it if you do this.
That's why it's easier to contain people. It's easier to keep people still versus moving around. Because we don't know.
So why is it that we're looking at the infection rates, we're looking at the fatality rates, no different in certain countries, certain areas, where they didn't have a total shutdown? Why shouldn't they be dramatically different? So we had shutdown in Massachusetts. They had shutdown in New York. How is it that the Florida numbers, fatality rates, those who went to the hospital are far lower, and we're talking about a state that has almost twice as many elderly people as New York State?
But we have to look at but look at the states. Florida is spread out. Massachusetts, think of Boston. Think of Boston itself. I live in Boston. Think of how everything is just so close to each other. Like, we have to be serious. I went to the
Boston is different. Boston is different. It's dense.
But hold on. You can look at it that way, and yet most of the deaths we're talking about are in nursing homes. So if you look at a case, we did not do a real good job up front identifying what we were dealing with. We were not. And Christian's right. The problem is you can't look at it and say, I'm going in and I think I have a rotator cuff problem. And one doctor says, nah, I think you're fine. Oh, it's still hurting me. I'm going to get a second opinion. There's a big difference between that and having the biggest scientists in the world who are sitting there trying to figure out how we stop this virus from spreading and sitting there saying, well, everybody's got a different opinion on this deal. I think there's a big difference. They did not up front they were unable to go and figure this one out. I think that's pretty obvious right now. The infection fatality rate, I'm not sure they were really right about that. Remember, we were going to have so much pressure on the hospitals. We had to bring in the comfort ship into New York. We had to bring another one in L.A. We had to open up Jacob Javits in New York and Central Park because we were going to run out of hospital beds. They never used any of those hospital beds.
Didn't see one patient.
And now we have different states ending lockouts at different times. Okay, and we're looking at the fatality rates of many of the states in which they did not lock everything down, and is not much difference from the states that did. And so I keep on hearing people say, well, it would have been a lot worse if we didn't lock everything down. Well, wait a minute. I'm looking at states where they didn't lock everything down, or they reopened them a lot earlier, and why are their numbers, percentage-wise, per 100,000, very similar to my state?
I know they're facts, but it doesn't make it right.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Let me just, he did say he was smoking.
He did. He had an excuse right up front.
But he, you know, for someone who was smoking, he was pretty clear.
Think about this, totally Christian. Experience. It's 5:41 right now. Mm-hmm. It is Memorial Day. It's the start of summer. And how many in our audience do you think are not smoky, have not had an alcoholic drink? I mean, we're talking about adults now, grown adults. We're not talking about underage kids. But how many do you think in our audience, what would you say the percentage that they have not? Because I don't give it to you. You look at your own life. Normally on Memorial Day, this is an exception. We are in here working because we've got a smaller work crew right now in our operation. Would you be drunk by 5:42 on Memorial Day?
No.
You would not?
No. You know why? Because it's like a Sunday. What you do is you get
4
drunk.
O'clock, right? 3
no,
o'clock.
No. You get, to me, I don't like holidays where the next day I got to go to work. Like, I hate when 4th of July is on a Thursday or a Wednesday, and I know I got to go to work the very next day. So for Memorial Day, since it is a three-day weekend, then you go
Sunday's
all in Saturday,
right?
Yes. Sunday, right. And I know I can recover. I could get some work done because, you know, obviously we're still working, Glenn. So we need to get ready for the next day's work. So I don't indulge. I don't. No drinking, no smoking, no nothing for me.
So what do you think about our audience, though? Do you think right now they're probably
polluted? Polluted. Yeah, polluted. They should be.
Big party at Karen Polito's house, I heard.
Yeah, what are the Ordways doing? I feel like the Ordways are having a big party.
No, we're not.
You said you were getting hammered and drinking some wine.
I haven't touched any. I have not touched alcohol this entire weekend.
Drunk as can be.
I will tell you this. I was having this discussion with Kim. So, and when this pandemic first started, I got big time into wine because I remember talking to you about it. What kind of, what do you drink? And I went hardcore into wine. And then I got sick of wine because I was drinking so much of it. Then I went back to tequila, which is my go-to.
And now you're into Mike and Ike's and you weigh about 325.
Now I'm into Mike and Ike's and chocolate raisinettes. And now I don't really have a desire to drink as much.
I feel the same way. I have not had an alcoholic.
What other vice can I have? Give me another vice. I feel like I need a vice to get me through this. Working out has not done it. I'm sick of that. Give me something. Give me something. What does Ordway do when he's not feeling very good? He wants to, you know, pick himself up. What does Ordway eat?
You're an ice cream guy. I love ice cream. Ice cream is my downfall. It's really bad, and it's I can't just have a scoop. I just can't have a scoop.
No. I love that you describe it as your downfall.
It's a downfall. It's bad. It's bad. I could be on a pretty good diet, eating the right food, and then the ice cream will just absolutely explode and kill you. And I like the ice cream that has the higher calorie amount.
Well, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, they've tried some new stuff that's out on the market right now, but you try and it's like, you're eating air. It's just, it doesn't have the same.
No, they have this. They have, it's funny how they, my thing is, if you're going to go ice cream, go ice cream. Don't go some ice cream alternative.
Don't mention that to me right now.
Did you ever make your own ice cream? The old thing, years ago.
But it's too much work. Even with the electric one, it's just too much work. And you put the salt and the rock salt and it's just too much work. There are too many good ice creams out there right now on the market. So why would I do that now? I can't make the same ice cream that the Ben and Jerry's can make.
So what happens when the ice cream truck goes rolling through the Ordway neighborhood? Does the family have to like, oh, God, where's Dad? Get the chains in the padlock or we're never going to find them?
But, Ryan, that's not real ice cream. They don't sell real ice cream in the ice cream truck.
Popsicles.
Popsicles and fudgicles and creamsicles.
Listen, I don't want to live in a world where Choco Tacos aren't real ice cream. They're not real ice cream.
I hate to tell you. I hate to ruin your Memorial Day weekend. That's not real ice cream.
I tell you what I did.
Those are ice cream novelties. That's what they call. Novelties.
Yesterday, actually, I made my own cookies and cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah. I took mega double stuffed Oreos. So there's the normal Oreos. Yeah. There's the double stuff, and then there's mega.
Mega stuff now?
Yeah.
I hate the double stuff, so the mega is going to be awful. There's too much of the cream in between. Too much of that. Ugh.
You don't like the soft, creamy
filling?
No, I like
the cookies better than I like the cream.
Well, I tell you what. I actually invented cookies and cream before it came out.
You invented it? Yes, I did. Wow, I didn't know that. My brother and I invented it. You invented something.
Yeah, and I remember sitting there going, wow, they stole our idea. I just lost you on Zoom, by the way. So there goes my battery. My battery died.
Your battery died? Oh, this is great.
I have a makeshift. Listen, I told you, I'm really trying to figure out if anybody wants to give me some wood laminate in my house for free. Come on over, and I'll make you dinner.
You've been drinking.
What are you talking
smoking
about?
This stuff. You can't get your words. You can't put together a construction. So you want to do wood laminate on your basement? Is that what you're doing?
Well, it's really for Kim. It's called my honeydew quarantine list. I do these things for her.
Okay.
So you're trying to pawn it off of the audience?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
So can we have a contest? Whoever wins gets to do the floor.
And they get, hey, free Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Hey, this would be a good time to teach one of those nine kids of yours a trade or a skill.
I know.
I
know.
So are you handy at the stuff around the house?
I am. There's two things I've become really good at during the last 3 months, cooking and fixing things.
Really?
Yeah, I was very anti-fixing anything, and I've realized that I can learn how to do anything with YouTube. You name it, I can figure it out.
You know how you can do it now? Because I'm not real handy at all. But you know how I figured out? I fix a lot of stuff now that I could never fix before because you've got YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is the greatest invention for giving you instructions to do stuff. Okay, and the thing is, there's too many people on there. So when you go and you've got to fix something. So I had a problem with one of those the outside faucets, and where it's frost free, And so it's got a little thing on the top that's frost-free, and I had no idea how to fix it. And I'm sitting there going, I got to call a plumber. I got to get the whole thing replaced. I had no clue. Then I go to YouTube, and I put the problem in there. And I swear to God, Christian, there must have been 15 videos that popped up. And you don't know which one to go to. So you start looking at it and say, oh, she's pretty cute. Maybe I go, but does she really know what she's doing? Then I go to the next guy. Does he really know? You never know which one of these people really know their stuff. But you can fix anything or do anything by just going to YouTube now. I'm convinced of that. And well, I'm not handy at all. At all.
One of my kids wanted a zip line. So I'm like, all right, let's just go on YouTube and see, figure out how to build a zip line. Now, my idea of a zip line and their idea of a zip line was completely different because I wanted it to be dangerous. I wanted it to be, you know, cutting edge, and they weren't really into
the ones you go to in Puerto Rico.
I wanted it to go over like the spikes. I'm gonna put some spikes in there, some bamboo spikes. After I cut it, and they'll be pointing up. I want like a pond with an alligator. I want it to go over the fence, and they have to drop.
Well, that'll make sense in November.
You know, over the fire, all that stuff. I want them to do all that stuff.
Meanwhile, your neighbors are licking their lips, being like, all right, we're going to get some of that Patriots 04 money when my kid breaks his neck on his stupid, dangerous zip line.
Hey, honey, we're suing the Fourier.
Spike like gonna Indiana be Jones. Rich.
Every kid's got to sign a waiver.
That'll be the like NBA Disney, players like, at no, Disney World are going to be signing waivers.
Like this, isn't it crazy that Disneyland is basically saying, listen, we know we're the happiest place on earth, but if you decide to come here, you may die, and it's not our fault.
We lost so much money over the last 2 months when we had to shut down every park in the world. You're going to pay for it. I'm telling you, we're not paying you anything. They're going to force the NBA players to sign. A little liability thing. Sure, players are going to do
it. That's the other thing. Will they sign it? Because I actually feel like that's something that the NBA may try to kind of sneak in there as an, oh, by the way, before they, you know, they cut this deal to go to Florida and play at the Disneyland Wide World of Sport complex. I think they'll do that. I don't think any of them will sign it.
Well, the league will take it. That's what they'll do. The league will end up signing it, and they will have to have, they'll take the responsibility. What are they going to do? They got to play the games, right? They got to play the games.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really optimistic about sports in general. I think you're going to have all three major sports in end of June.
No,
I think games? First game is going to be played in July.
Okay,
When in July?
The NBA is already talking about the end of July now.
July 4th.
July 4th.
Yep.
Who's that going to be?
It's going to be the NHL.
NHL on the 4th of July.
NHL. Yeah, America's sport.
In Edmonton. It'll be the first game will be in Edmonton on the 4th of July.
Hey, when is
the NHL?
Does Canada have like an Independence Day? What
no, but different day though. They have a different Independence Day. They don't have the same day.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Do they celebrate?
You don't understand it. The Canadians did not. They did not declare freedom in 1776.
No, who did they have to kick out of their country? they don't celebrate.
Well, they had the British. They had the same British. They had the same problem with the British. The British were holding them up too.
Thanks for the history lesson.
It's okay. We're holding up the India. We can go through the whole thing. Hong Kong at one time, but now, you know, China's
ruled. They really ruled over everything.
They were big at one time. That queen, she could push her weight around at one given time. All right, so we got one more segment to go, Christian, and then
almost there.
I was going to say you can go home, but you're already home. But we'll
you
be done.
Too.
Yeah, one more segment. Here we go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Now would be a great time to clean out your garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids. Now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.com. The mystery guest returns tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Tyler and Ryan have already posted on our OMF on WEEI Twitter account some highlights from all of the different mystery guests that we played today and some of them that we did not play today, but a lot of them that have been great over the last 3 weeks. So if you want to go listen to those, you can go listen to those. Simple as that.
There you go.
And this hour has been sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. Lose back tomorrow, Christian.
Lose back.
So all three of us are here. Brian Barrett is coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend. And to all the brave men and brave women who fought to allow us to have freedom here in the great U.S. of A., we thank every single one of them. Have a good one. Stay safe out there. We'll catch you tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.